Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents Spazzing Out.
Spazzing Out is brought to you by Take Junk. Call 844-TAKE-JUNK for all your junk removal needs or book online at takejunk.com. And the first 50 callers will receive a live afternoon show done at their business by Anthony Spaz Parziali this afternoon.
Yeah. All right. Guarantee fresh content. Is Nick going to go by Fitzy or is he going by Nick?
Nick.
I think he's going by Nick. I don't know Nick. Why.
Yeah, I think his Fitzy's an established persona that he does with other stuff, so this has to be uniquely branded.
Why?
Guy. I'm sure that was a management decision. I don't know.
Goofy to me.
There's more to Nick than Fitzy.
I don't want a second guess.
There's his whole one-man Hamlet show, too.
Don't forget about that.
Come on, he's multidimensional.
Yeah. Very talented guy. And he is. I believe he's the star of the commercials for your beer company.
Yes, he is.
What's his, is it Battle Road Beer?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he plays the...
He's awesome at it.
Masshole Revolutionary War guy.
Really pisses me off how talented he is.
So basically, reminds me when I lost my
linebacking job to Derek Bruno back in high school because he had more ability than me.
You had a lot of heart.
Why couldn't I have a Massachusetts accent?
I had a lot of heart.
You did, Rudy.
Spaz, he has a heart of gold. And a vagine of platinum.
Yes, he does. So basically, Nick, what you're telling me is Nick is Fitzy, and Fitzy is Einhorn. Fitzy is Sully, as LB called him. And all right, today we're playing Are You Smarter Than a Millennial?
Yes, and you guys are, this girl breaks the like record.
Oh, sure she does.
She's the ultimate millennial with the likes. Everything is like this and like that.
Where'd you meet her?
Over kind of in the northeastern area, but she was partying, so she's on break, and she happened to be, I want to say, used to be the Poor Bar. I don't know if it's called that anymore, but it was in
the
poorhouse. It's in that row.
That's
over there,
not over by Northeastern, though.
That's not over by Northeastern.
The Poor House is on
the fire station, and the Northeastern's on the corner over there, right on Huntington. Am I wrong about that?
Northeastern is on Huntington, it's like a few blocks away.
The poorhouse is on Boylston down the street.
She goes to Northeastern. Okay. She's on break. She's out having a, you know, she's not really drunk in this. It's more of the fact of you guys are not going to believe some of the things that we know that she does.
That she does it. Okay.
I mean, so, blown away.
We need you to call right now, 617-931-1AAF. First day back for us. And maybe for you after the new year. And so call right now, 617-931-1AAF, if you would like to play Are You Smarter Than a Millennial?
Just to let everybody know, it's in the style of asking a survey-type question first, and then my follow-up question to everything is something that we would all know as common, but the millennial would have no clue.
Would have no idea. All right. So should we meet her first?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
Let's what's her
Jen.
Name?
Jen is her name.
Jen. All right. Let's meet her.
My name's Jen. I'm in college at Northeastern University. I'm on winter break right now, and I'm just partying, having a good time.
Can you describe your living situation?
I live with my dad, and he pays, like, all my bills. Like, I don't work. I just kind of, like, hang out all day with my girlfriends and, like, go to the mall. I do a lot of stuff on Instagram, Facebook.
Of course.
Selfies and such.
Please describe the Cold War.
Like, the Cold War is, like, people, like, fighting the cold. Like, it's really cold out right now. And, like, the homeless people, like, fighting the cold. You know, like trying to get like jackets for them and like keep them in warm places. Like, you know, they need to, like, you know, not be cold. So, oh, like, we're trying to fight that. Like, it's serious.
Serious.
Mm-hmm. Selfies and such. Selfies and such.
Yeah, that needs to be a forever drop.
Yeah, I have to say and such.
And such.
When I say things, and
I don't
such.
Know how longer I can do this, but I've counted 20 likes.
Oh, yeah.
20. I don't know if I can keep up. I don't know if I can keep up.
Does anybody know what the Cold War really is? I know of it, I don't know much about it. All I know is it's something between Russia or the Soviet Union and the United States.
Thank you. Well, we were at war with them, but we really weren't at war. We were trying to eliminate communism.
Mm-hmm. And such.
And such.
And their sponsor, Selfies and Such.
Yes. All right. This is Bobby.
So it has nothing to do with getting jackets for homes.
No, it has nothing to do with getting jackets.
It was a coat drive by both countries.
It was a unified coat drive.
Putin and Trump are getting together to get coats for homes.
No, it was, what it was Russia put a listening device in Hillary's pantsuit. She needed that. She was wearing a coat so they couldn't hear everything. Hello, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
No, this is John.
Oh, John. Why would you be identified on the computer as Bobby?
So similar.
I have no idea. I've never been called Bobby or Robert.
What's the question for John?
All right, John, here you go. According to a new study, older generations are more likely than the millennial generation to own what?
Laptops.
Really? All right, let's see if you're smarter than today's millennial.
According to a new study, older generations are more likely than the millennial generation to own what?
I don't know, like, maybe like a tie? Like, my dad wears a tie. I don't know, like a TV guide? My grandmother has them stacked up in her living room. Like, who owns those?
What does it mean to have something on layaway?
Layaway? Like, that sounds like something that my girlfriend would do. Like, she has a man on the side and, like, has him on layaway. He's just, like, waiting there, like, ready for her, laying away.
Wow. her dad is so disappointed right now.
Seriously.
You can't make this crap up.
I'm amazed.
A lot of people don't know layaway.
I laugh every time I talk to people. It's the most difficult thing. How do you get... I feel like it's obvious. I've just asked you a question about buying something.
Yeah, well...
And then the follow-up question is layaway, which I feel like is something common. Maybe they don't do it anymore. I don't know.
She's not paying for things herself. Her dad is her layaway.
I don't know how you get layaway to... Yeah, you know, my girl... She puts guys on layaway.
What's the answer?
The answer to that is to own their own home. Yeah. So the older generation, they're buying houses. Yes. They can afford it. Right. The new generation, they can't. They're living it with mom and dad.
I think this is actually Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Happy New Year, Bobby.
Happy New Year. What's going on?
What is the question for Bobby, Spaz?
According to a new study, 56% of millennials won't accept jobs from companies that ban what?
Ban what? The porn surfing.
Porn surfing.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Let's see if you're smarter than today's millennial.
According to a new study, 56% of millennials won't accept jobs from companies that ban what?
Calling in sick, like calling in late. You know, needing like free time, like I need my free time. Like I like to sit home and like, you know, check out everybody's Facebook. And like when I go out late, I don't want to be coming into work the next day at 10 o'clock. Like,
right.
They need to be understanding of that stuff. You know, like we have lives.
What is a pen pal?
I don't know. Like maybe like a guy that you would ask for like a pen. Like, hey, you got a pen, pal?
Oh, my
God. Can I get a pen?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
And I got to tell you that I asked that question hoping that, I guess, that people have pens for smoking.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know because I don't smoke.
Like an e-cigarette,
like,
or
for smoking weed. I guess.
For smoking weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I was hoping that she would give that answer. Like, oh yeah, it's like someone you guys back and forth with the pen.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, it's like a buddy. Hey, you got a pen pal?
How much is college tuition at Northeastern?
Yeah, really.
Good old man has just got punching himself in the face.
Oh my god. What's the answer?
You know what a pen pal is. I'm sorry.
No, I know what a pen pal is. Yeah.
Social media. If they can't check their social media, be on Facebook, be on Instagram,
yes.
They don't want the job.
Okay. All right.
They're out. Mm. And for those of you that don't know, a pen pal, I don't really know, but it's someone that you just write letters back and forth.
You would write letters to and mail them. Yeah.
Like she kind of answered that. She said, I think they'd be home all day checking Facebook. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Right. Hello, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
Hi there.
What's up, Nicole?
How's it going?
What's going on with you?
Nothing. Welcome back.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. What's the question for Nicole?
Nicole, for a new survey found for workplace flexibility, more than 50% of millennials would give up what?
Let's say their lunch hour.
Their lunch hour.
Hmm.
All right. Let's see if you're smarter than this millennial.
A new survey found for workplace flexibility, more than 50% of millennials would give up what?
I would probably give up sex because I don't need that. I'd rather have flexibility at my job and be able to do what I want. You know, like I said before, we need our free time. We need to be able to just come and go as we please.
JFK is an acronym for what?
Could mean just effing kidding, or it could mean just for kicks. Like if I were to come to you and be like, oh, you know, your man doesn't want you anymore. Like he wants me now, and then I would say JFK. Or, you know, you want to go to the Red Sox game, or you want to go out to eat, JFK. You know, something like that.
Oh, my God. How did she get into Northeastern?
Would you like to go out and eat and such?
And such.
He was a Kennedy and such. JFK, of course, is John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yes, that was the,
not just,
the answer.
Not just effing.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Funny enough, I interviewed a few girls.
Yeah.
And three. So I interviewed three, and two out of the three gave that answer.
No, what? Really?
That was that was it. One got the JFK, and I'm
it's been 40 years. I mean, who knows? I mean,
you kind of set them up a little bit and tell them it's about millennial type answers.
Of course, yeah.
But let me get this straight. This woman would give up sex for more flexibility at work.
Well, I think that might be the answer. Was that
the answer? Give up pay.
Oh, give up pay.
So the girl who said giving up a lunch hour is kind of right.
Yeah.
They would say, you know, all right, instead of making 15 an hour, I'll take 12 an hour if I can show up when I want.
Well, we did a survey one time where people would give up sex over the internet.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah,
over Wi-Fi. Yes.
Which is crazy in itself, but she would give up sex for free time.
Yes. She would give up sex so that she doesn't have to go to work.
What is wrong?
What was the like count shoe? Did you end up making
let me see
it?
It
had to be over
100.
20,
30.
It had to be over 100.
I'm at 62 right now, surprisingly.
I guarantee you her Virginia is platinum, though.
Does she have a platinum?
She
doesn't matter.
She
it's like platinum.
She's
platinum
Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she has to be kids.
Yeah, she does. All right. Well, that's pretty good stuff. That was good.
God.
Jen is her name. Thank you to Jen. Happy New Year.
She'll be back to school over at Northeastern in a few weeks.
A few weeks. Well, who knows when they go back? Julia doesn't go back till the 13th. They get a full month.
Nice.
Apparently, Rob's on that schedule too.
Rob will be here. Rob is sick.
Oh, I had to get one shot. I love Rob. Guy's the hottest working man in radio.
He's sick.
I'm just busting his nuts.
He's sick.
Rob, if you're listening, buddy.
JFK, Rob. All right, Spaz, great to see you.
Props to Stiz for stepping in.
Stiz Grimey.
Yeah.
Running
Stiz
the board.
The man.
Doing a good job.
Good job, buddy.
And, killing it, literally.
This is how you get jobs, buddy.
We'll see you next week.
All right, is he going to get a job before me?
What, Stiz? No.
Stiz.
No,
you're next in line.
Do
you ever see the movie Storks?
No.
So has anybody in this room seen Storks?
No.
Because this will just lose value. Forget it.
Okay.
Terrible. Terrible. You guys have never seen sports?
No, a little zinger on the way out. No. Little zinger on the way out.
That, well, that's how you
that,
do it.
All right, for those that have seen Storks,
wait,
no man, does
it, it, did it get nominated for an Oscar?
Yes, I think it did.
JFK?
Honestly, it did as an animated movie of the year. There's a scene where the guy keeps telling the underworker that someday he's going to be boss, and that's what Greg keeps doing to me, but no one gets the joke.
No, you'll be boss someday. Baz, nice to see you.
Yeah, right, someday because Stan won't work for as little as Anthony will.
It's nice to see you, and we'll see you next week.
I'm going to go past the people all around the building and see if I can get myself a job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.